Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today in the studio, we are joined by Derek Jensen and Chris Haycock from Active Reentry. And we're talking about something pretty exciting here in the Castle Country, and that is Active Reentry Seize Candy Fundraiser. It's out, open and running currently, but those sales end on December 5th. It's a pleasure to have you both in here today. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks, Aiden.
And, you know, it's always fun seeing these kinds of fundraisers because not only are you getting a nice sweet treat just in time for the holidays, but you're also benefiting so many great causes over at Active Reentry. So I think a good place for us to kind of start is what programs will this fundraiser go to benefit?
Yeah, this is going to benefit every program that we have. It's going to be all over blanket for everything that's going to benefit our consumers. It's going to help us with the transportation that we offer. It's going to benefit us, benefit our consumers, so we can continue doing the activities and doing the programs that that we run at Active Reentry.
And you look around, and Active Reentry is all over in the community. I mean, you guys are really doing a lot for everyone in the area. So this is a great way for us in the community to help give back to it. So as we look at this fundraiser, how can people, if they're interested, go out and support this?
The best way to support this is to order candy. On our flyer, we have a QR code to scan that will take you right to our storefront for Active Reentry. So that will take you directly there. Choose the candies you want, order it, and it's delivered directly to your house. We don't have to be the middleman in this, so you're not coming to the center to pick things up or even pick them out. You're ordering online, and it's shipped directly to you.
You know, ordering online definitely has taken over the world as of late, and I can't blame it. It's very convenient to do, yep. And you guys are aiming for that sense of convenience as well.
Yes.
If people are having any questions about this, you know, maybe they're running into some problems, maybe they're curious more about what Active Reentry has to offer, what's the best way to get in contact with you guys?
The best way, you can check out the website, our website for Active Reentry, or just call us at 637-4950. We love getting those phone calls, just asking what we can do, how we can help. And if we don't know the answer, or if it's a program we don't do, we're going to get you directed in the right direction to those individuals that do.
And, you know, I'm sure this is something you guys notice as well, but it feels like just here in the Castle Country, the people willing to step up and get involved in things like Active Reentry, just public service in general, it's incredible. I mean, you look at other areas, they're always hurting for volunteers, but around here, it feels like everyone is willing to step up.
Yeah, yes. We have a great community.
Yeah, it just can't be understated how incredible they are, especially when the holidays run around. Now, of course, talking about Seize Candy, I feel like it wouldn't quite be a good plug for it if we didn't talk about what our favorites were, because there are so many great varieties of candy available in this fundraiser. Derek, we'll start with you. What's your go-to Seize Candy?
You know what? Mine might be the same as Chris's, but I'm a huge peanut brittle guy. We actually buy some for the center right at the start, and just to get our lips wet with it, and holy cow, it goes quick. By far my favorite.
I would agree. The peanut brittle is by far the best.
No, we're getting that peanut brittle trifecta because that's my favorite too. It's so good. But then you go on the website and you look through all the varieties. This is perfect stocking stuff or material. This is something that, you know, you're looking for a quick gift. Maybe you're kind of scrambling. What should I get? Who doesn't love a good box of candy? And this is a great way to do it while giving back to an excellent cause. So let's run through the information one more time. If people are needing to get in contact with you, whether it be for Seize Candy or whether it be they're in need of Active Reentry services, what's the best way to reach out to you guys?
Yeah, so they can reach us at our website. It's arecil.org, or they can call us at the office. We're open from 8 until 4:30 Monday through Friday, 435-637-4950.
And then as the holidays are approaching too, I'm sure a lot of fun activities coming up for Active Reentry. What's the feeling like in the center as you get closer and closer to this holiday season?
Happiness, you know, consumers, they come in and out with our parties and things that are going on. I mean, they're just grateful to have this time of year and be with each other the most. You know, so.
And, you know, that's the big thing about the holidays. Having a community around you to celebrate it with truly is one of the most valuable things you can have. Yeah. Now, Derek, Chris, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
Yeah, I would say, you know, the holidays are coming up. If you would like to volunteer with us, definitely get in touch with us. We always need help with some of the bigger events, and we would love to have people come and join our community.
And, you know, it's a community definitely worth getting involved with. Derek, Chris, it's a pleasure to have you on. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Again, that was Derek Jensen and Chris Haycock, and we were talking about Active Reentries, a See's Candy fundraiser. It's ongoing right now, but those sales end on December 5th. You're not going to want to miss this opportunity to get a great treat while giving back to a great cause. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.